It's time for JT the Brick.
JT, Raiders.
We are Raiders Radio.
I think you're dead spot on.
So what we're trying to do is get people who are passionate, who watch the game, who are passionate about the team, that preferably like the team because they're fans, make reactions and comments so we can run a fast-paced sports talk radio show. That's it. It's really simple.
JT the Brick.
The passion of that fan base, if we could recreate that here in Las Vegas.
I don't care if you like us or not.
I got to hear from some Raider fans today.
They show up, they scream, they're passionate.
Woo! Ready to roll.
And now, here's JT the Brick.
Out of the gate, JT with you. Great to have you today. Last show of the week, I'm hitting the road for Oakland. Raiders are back in Oakland. The final season before the move to Las Vegas. The Raiders season right there to go take it. Same could be said of the Lions. Winner move forward, loser go home. It feels like a playoff game between an NFC and an AFC team. That doesn't happen until the Super Bowl, but it has that feel. If Detroit loses, there's no chance in hell they'll catch Minnesota, let alone the Packers, who are on top of the NFC in their division. If they win, they are back in the wild card hunt. Same goes for the Raiders. A win will take the silver and black to a 4-4 record on the campaign. Midway through the season, it will put the Raiders one game behind Kansas City in the division, with two more home games quickly coming against teams they can beat, and the Raiders would be back in the division and the wild card. Hard to spin it that the loser of this game is going to be a playoff team going forward. Embrace it. We're here. Let's go. 876-1340 if you want to get through. We are loaded today. Derek Carr, the quarterback of the Raiders, will join us at 520. Derek Carr at 520. Coming up at 420, Buddy McGurk, one of the best trainers in boxing. He trains Kovalev. Kovalev Canelo this weekend here. How big is that? Who will win that fight? If you know who's going to win, let us know. Dave Gosher, television voice of your Vegas Golden Knights. He's going to join us here in a few minutes. We'll talk to him about the game tonight. We'll take this show out to 6:30. Brought to you by PTs. If you're there, if you're going to the game, wherever you are, when I'm at the game, I go right into the Golden Entertainment box, and they have employees and customers from PTs who they actually entertain, and they're hockey fans. PTs tonight on Halloween. Be safe on the road. Go get a beverage. Go get dinner after trick-or-treating. Happy hour, 5 to 7, or when the kids are shutting it down after trick-or-treating, midnight to 2. Canadians in town taking on the Golden Knights, and there are Canadian fans who have tickets tonight because I know one of them. They're coming in for this game. This is the game they circle out west. This is the game that they want to be at. Also, we'll have Joe Lisi go for the 2. He'll pick college football games, and Lee Sterling joins us later in the show, one of the best prognosticators, period, one of the best insiders that I know, and he has 3 games that he's going to give us a little bit later on for free. He's going to give you Georgia, Florida in the world's largest cocktail party for free. He's going to give you New England, Baltimore, his pick for free, and Philadelphia, Chicago. Listen to the pros like Lee Sterling because they're better than some of the people who are pretending to be sharps invading this town every week, as we know. The Raiders, I'm going to get to that and the World Series, but I want to get into the Vegas Golden Knights here because, as I've been saying, for a number of weeks, they beat the teams they're supposed to, and they've been losing to some pretty good teams. They're getting players back who are healthy. Alex Tuck, Nate Schmidt almost ready to go, ready to rock. And if we look at Fleury on Halloween and the way he's been as of late, we'll talk about Mark Stone. Everything is in play tonight for a game. And we're going to give away a pair of tickets later on in the show, so you don't want to miss that as we get going out of the gate. I'd like to start also talking about the World Series, especially if you gambled on the World Series. You have to be furious about what's going on with that game last night. And the fact that they took out their 7-game pitcher, their star, last night in Zach Greinke. It was brutal that happened. Absolutely brutal that happened last night. And if you had an opportunity to win a bet like Mattress Mac in Houston that bet over $22 million on the Astros throughout the series, and you didn't get a chance to win, and you lost because A.J. Hinch went out and took him out of the game after giving up only one run and a walk, I would be absolutely furious as we speak. The better team in the World Series, no doubt in my mind, was the Astros, and they found a way to lose. I don't think they choked. I don't think there's choking. There wasn't a Bill Buckner moment. Balls didn't go through legs. We didn't see anything like that. We didn't see bad throws and errors in the outfield. But what we saw was a team that couldn't close it out after being up 3-2. It was one of the most remarkable World Series of our lives. We will never see a World Series or a Stanley Cup final or an NBA final in our lifetime where the road team wins every game and it goes 7 games. That will never, never, never happen in our life again. So hopefully baseball takes advantage of that. Hopefully baseball does what they're supposed to do. Hopefully baseball markets the sport. I've been pretty busy today, and I haven't looked around much, but they better find a way to market that sport after last night. Because Mike Trout doesn't play in the playoffs. Bryce Harper doesn't play in the playoffs. The Yankees didn't go to the World Series, and the Dodgers haven't won since 1988. So now they have a team from the nation's capital that wins. That's a pretty big market. They know how to move the needle, and they have Rendon, who's a superstar on the horizon. They could have kept Harper. They want to keep this guy.
Frankie delivers. Swing a long drive to left. Way back. Forget about it. It is going, going, and long gone into the Crawford boxes. And the Nationals are on the board. Anthony Rendon has his second home run in the World Series. It's now the Astros 2 and the Nationals 1. As Anthony Rendon delivers a big hit here in the 7th inning. A line smash. About 8 rows deep into the Crawford boxes. And Rendon crosses the plate with the Nationals' first run.
And this is what happened right after that. So it's a 2-0 game. We're in the 7th inning, one out. 2-0 game, 7th inning, he gives up a home run, which you just heard. Then he walks Soto. He's one of the best players out there. At that point, you don't come out and touch Zach Greinke. You don't even look at him because they can't hit Greinke all night. Check swings, ground balls back to Greinke. I mean, they weren't hitting him at all. Two-hitter going. Everything was going good. They took him out of the game. Howie Kendricks comes to the plate, and this happens.
Outside target, Chirinos the pitch. Swing a line drive, slice down the right field line toward the corner. Springer back, looking up, and this one is gone. It hits the foul pole, and the Nationals lead. Howie Kendrick has done it again. A slicing two-run homer off the right field foul pole. Do you believe it, Howie Kendrick? Part two. Nationals 3 and the Astros 2. They are jumping up and down to the Nationals dugout waiting to greet Howie Kendrick as Howie Kendrick has provided his signature moment in the World Series.
Yeah, that was a signature moment in the World Series, and he had a great moment against the Dodgers where he was able to step up and do something big and hit a grand slam. So impressive overall. Very impressive to see what they were able to do. Corbin comes in relief of Scherzer, and he's pitching a hell of a couple of innings there, too. A guy that the Yankees didn't want to pick up his option year, he ends up going to the Nationals and does this.
Corbin struck out. Springer facing him in the sixth. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. He struck him out with a slider, and the side is retired. Two strikeouts in a 1-2-3 inning for Patrick Corbin. Following Max Scherzer tonight, he has tossed 3 scoreless innings out of the bullpen.
So that's where we're at there. The relief pitching was fantastic. Scherzer, who had neck spasms in Game 5 and couldn't pitch, was able to pitch a really gutty game into Game 7 to get him in a position to win. And then the final call as the Nationals, in the most bizarre World Series that I can remember, win their first World Series.
3-2. Here it is! The Washington Nationals are world champions for the first time in franchise history.
Fox TV on the call. So the former Expos, their ability to come in and win the World Series when they were 19-31. Again, 19-31 to start the season. So everybody counted them out. No one thought they had a chance to do it, and they won the World Series. So let's talk about that for a second. What's good about that? What's good is a team that was 19-31 that nobody thought could win because they lost Bryce Harper won the World Series. And they have a decent-sized payroll, but it's not the Yankees, the Cubs, the Red Sox, or the Dodgers. So anybody can win, and they proved that again. They won five elimination games throughout the postseason. Five games where, if they would have lost, they would have been eliminated, including the last two in the World Series. Steven Strasburg was the MVP of the World Series. He won two World Series games. For a guy who was drafted 2009, had to be shut down, had Tommy John surgery, had to be on a pitch count. For him to go and win the World Series and the MVP, no matter what he does in free agency, he's now a hero for the rest of his life. He lived up to the expectations of his draft pick, which was incredible to see. So I enjoyed all that. I thought it was a pretty cool World Series. The reason why the Astros have to be hurting is they lost back-to-back home games. They lost game 1 and 2 and game 6 and 7 at home. And we won. All they had to do was win game 1 or 2 or 6 or 7 and the world champs. They couldn't do it. So do you put that in the category of choking? Because if you can't win a game in 4 games and you have home field advantage, we have to categorize it. We just can't leave it out there. It just can't float around the atmosphere. Either they choked or not. And for the Nationals going forward, for a team that didn't sign Bryce Harper and said, you know, and I like Bryce a lot. You see him around town. I hope that Bryce Harper wins the World Series. I think he'll win another MVP if he stops striking out. If someone in Vegas sees Bryce Harper, can you tell him for JT the Brick, forget about this launch angle crap, and when you get 2 strikes, shorten up and try to go the other way and get a base hit, because that's what's happened in his career. He's not the player that he's supposed to be because he's a home run hitter who strikes out too much. They got rid of Bryce Harper and won the World Series. Are you kidding me? When has that happened before? Anybody off the top of their head, I'm not a trivia guy, but can you remember a time, NBA, hockey, baseball, when a superstar of that magnitude was let go and in the following year a world championship was won? I don't know. It's tough to figure out. Incredible. So that's where we stand with the World Series. But the bigger picture of it all was the fact that no one's into baseball the way they used to be. And that saddens me. Because we live in a baseball town here. I got a fistful of Grimaldi gift cards and tickets to hockey games, and no one calls in on baseball. Because baseball's not what it used to be. Because for whatever reason, parents aren't forcing their kids to sign up for Little League. People are not watching it on television because they have too many options, too many channels out there. The other big thing is kids are bored. I lived that world with my sons. At the very end, they played to when they, you know, maxed out at 15 or 16, and they were done because, A, they weren't going to play Major League Baseball or college baseball. They were good players, but they were bored and done. They had other sports they wanted to play, football, basketball. So the boredom level in baseball, where if you wear out kids with club ball and Little League and fall ball and spring ball, you know, parents should know this. They should be taught this. What happens is it's tough to get kids to watch baseball. 99% of them aren't going pro. Your kid who plays in Little League in Henderson, I don't want to ruin their dreams in Summerlin. One or two will sneak through, maybe 3 or 4. Maybe your kid will get a college scholarship, which is brilliant. What a job if you can do that. But if you can keep your kid nowadays to play baseball through the age of 14, you parents deserve a medal. You do. If you can put that much gasoline in your car, spend all day Saturday and Sunday and weeknights sitting there through doubleheaders, pressured to play club ball, pressured to get hitting lessons and pitching lessons, and you can go through all the gossip and politics and all-star garbage, and did my son make the all-star team or not? If you can get through all of this and then prepare your kid to play high school and college and maybe the pros, you deserve a medal, and you should put out some type of DVD on how to be a great parent. Because most can't do it. Because the kids now have too many other options. So I don't even know what baseball is going to be like next year or 2 years from now when it comes to talking about it on sports radio. Because I started in sports radio 23 years ago. It was the biggest thing. Baseball was massive. So was hockey. That disappeared. We got lucky with the Golden Knights. Very lucky here. But other than that, we're not fortunate to talk baseball anymore because kids aren't into it. And they don't even put the games on, day games on the weekends, and they don't put them on early last night. Last night, the kids who support the Washington Nationals, they were long asleep by the time that game ended because they're trying to just get a nibble. They're trying to get West Coast ratings. They're so worried about people in traffic in San Francisco, L.A., and San Diego that they start it late enough and the game goes too long because it's a slow game and not enough people watch. But I enjoyed it. I think it was a World Series we'll never forget. It looked like it was going to be forgettable for a couple of games, and then it just picked up steam. Game 6 and 7 was brilliant. And for the Astros, they lost out on a dynasty. Because if they won their 2nd in 3 years, I think they would have ended up like the Warriors, winning 3 in 4 years or 3 in 5, and the Astros could have been a dynasty. But losing World Series the way they have, it is just a crippling, crippling blow. The monologue brought to you by the Henderson Hyundai Superstore, Boulder Highway in Henderson. They have the super deals you're looking for. Henderson Hyundai is the reason why we go from 6 to 6:30. We're excited to be here for the expanded pregame show. At 6 o'clock is the Vegas Golden Knights. We'll be taking on the Canadiens tonight. We're waiting on Dave Gosher, the TV voice of the team. I'm sure we'll re-slot him here coming up. Next, Canelo versus Kovalev. This is a big, big fight because Canelo, again, is putting his name on the line going forward against a guy who's bigger and has been through wars. We'll talk to Kovalev's trainer, Buddy McGirt, who is a phenomenal, phenomenal trainer, top three in the business. He'll tell us what's happening with the fight. Also, Derek Carr in an hour, the quarterback of the Raiders, Derek Carr, in exactly 1 hour.
After all you went through physically the last few days, what does this mean to you?
It just means I'm part of the greatest team in 2019. These guys, they battled, didn't matter. It was staying the fight, that was our model. It was the next guy up. Everybody gave it their all. Whoever it was always going to produce, and we took it all the way and we won the whole thing.
All right, that's Max Scherzer. What a performance for him. Tremendous that he went gritty and gutty. I'm going to switch gears and talk about the Canelo-Kovalev fight coming up here Saturday. Buddy McGirt joins us, one of the great trainers in the world working for Kovalev. Buddy, good to talk to you again. Thanks for coming on, my friend.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Tell me about Kovalev over the last 2 years, because there's been some dramatic fights from Andre Ward going through a couple of close decisions. How fresh is he mentally and physically to go up against a hungry Canelo?
Well, to be honest with you, I can't speak for the last 2 years because I wasn't with him. I got with him before the Elder Alvarez rematch.
Yep.
So I've only been with him his last two fights, and as far as the past, we don't speak about that.
So you're not speaking about what happened with the past and Andre Ward and those battles and all that. I get that, buddy. I knew you weren't with him. I'm just asking you about the journey he's been on, because there's been a lot of physicality, a lot of mental being prepared and having to get ready for all these big fights. This is arguably the biggest fight at the point in his career where he has to win.
Well, this is how I see it. You know, everything happens at a certain time in your life. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And I think he needed a change, whether it be me or anybody else, that got him to where he is now.
Where do you have him now? Where do you have him now technically compared to where he was before? What are his strengths since you took over?
Well, all I did was remind him of what he could do. I mean, I didn't have to perform any magic. I just had to remind him of what he could do. Show him how it can work for him again. And once I did that, he was like, damn, this is easy. This has always got to be hard.
Buddy McGirt is our guest. He trains Kovalev. He's going up against Canelo Alvarez. From looking at the tape of Canelo and studying Canelo, why is he susceptible for a loss? What do you have to do to beat him?
Keep it basic. Nothing flash. Just keep it basic. Make him uncomfortable when he's trying to get comfortable. Always make him uncomfortable.
And by making him uncomfortable, is it to come at him early, get to the body? Is he susceptible to the left?
Uncomfortable is do the total opposite of what he does. No, do the opposite of what he wants you to do.
A lot of people are picking Canelo by a KO. I think that's ridiculous because Kovalev's a fighter that I've covered my career, and I think he's one of the toughest fighters and technically sound fighters. What if Canelo wants to take your fighter out early because he doesn't want to go into the deep rounds with him? How is the defense of Kovalev coming into this fight?
All I can tell you is he's going to surprise a lot of people. If he does, what I know he can do, he's going to surprise a lot of people.
You got money on him, buddy? You sound pretty confident here.
I don't bet. I just, you know, I'm with the guy, and I see how, you know, when he wants to turn it up and do certain things, he can do it with no problem.
Buddy McGirt is our guest. How's the cardio for Kovalev? What'd you do with him at camp in regards to road work?
Well, you know, he's got a conditioning guy, Teddy Cruz. He handles that. I don't. You know what I mean? I stay in my lane. You know what I mean? I just tell Teddy some days, look, I need him for tomorrow, so don't kill him. And he's like, no problem.
Teddy Atlas said from ESPN, Canelo by KO, Kovalev is at an age where it can show on a fighter, and it already has. What about Kovalev's age and leads you to believe that you could help him find the fountain of youth?
Oh, it's not even about me. It's not even about me helping him find it. It's about him. He knows what he has to do. You know what I mean? The guy's been around a long time, man. You know what I mean? He can fight. You know what I mean? People just underestimate him, man. The guy, you're going to see. You're going to see Saturday night.
All right, I'm trying to do an interview. I can't do an interview. I'm going to wait and see. I got to do a little bit more. I got people listening all over Vegas. I mean, I'm going to wait and see. I don't know what's going to happen. It's tough for me to make a prediction, buddy.
I want Las Vegas to sit back and watch the fight and watch Kovalev pull an upset.
Thank you, buddy. Good luck. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Wow. I apologize to everybody for that. I apologize. I mean, I've been interviewing more people than anybody I know for 20 years. Buddy's a really good interview, usually. He didn't want to answer anything I said. Their people set up the interview with me because they know I know boxing. I asked everything I could in the first three or four questions about his age, his road work, his defense, Canelo, this and that. He didn't want to answer anything. How are you going to beat Canelo? We're just going to make him uncomfortable. Okay, how? No answer. How you doing with road work? That's not my part. I don't know. Well, what about the losses to Andre Ward, the two biggest losses he's ever had? I wasn't around for that. Okay. You can come over to my house. I have all those fights on DVD, buddy. I'll show you the fights. I studied them. Andre Ward's a friend of mine. Wow. I don't want to say anything I'm going to regret because I like Buddy McGirt. He is a really, 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 really good trainer. And he's down at Radio Row, and he's got a lot of phones around him and all of that. That's why I like to take phone calls from listeners who are driving around. So after that interview, you can do one of two things. You could say that they're so focused to beat Canelo that you better run to the window and go bet. Because Buddy McGirt says they're going to win the fight. Or that was so bizarre that you're going to pour it in on Canelo and get it done. I knew I'd get to him when I said, I got the predictions in front of me by everybody. I knew when I read him Teddy Atlas, that would get something out of him. But, wow. So there it is. I try to talk boxing. We have all the boxing guests on. We're good to talk to Gary Lawless at 6:05. He's going to come in because Dave Gosher had a cancel with us, so we'll get him before we go to the pregame. Derek Carr, the quarterback of the Raiders, is going to join us here in a little bit. I got my buddy Bowen from Alsco, one of our new great new clients here in the building. Wait till I tell you what they do. He's going to join us here in a little bit. And I wanted to take your phone calls at 876-1340 on two big topics today. Well, really three. Ron on hockey night, what is your concerns with Montreal as an opponent? Are you concerned that Montreal is going to be a really tough opponent? Or do you think that Vegas will bury him and win by multiple goals tonight, which I think most Vegas thinks? Secondly, I asked you about what's going to happen for baseball going forward. After the Nationals won, Houston's a favorite to win again next year with Boston and the Yankees right behind him and the Dodgers. Do you see a new team for Gerrit Cole? Gerrit Cole is really pissed off. He didn't want to talk last night. He basically said he was an employee. He took off his uniform, took off his hat, put on another hat, and they asked him to do a bunch of media, and he was like, no, I'm good. They didn't give him the ball. So what happened in the World Series that blew me away the most was they took Greinke out in the seventh inning. which is okay. You have the right to take out a pitcher. Gerrit Cole was ready to go. And they chose in their mind to save Gerrit Cole to close the game in the ninth inning. The eighth and ninth inning never mattered. It was over in the seventh. So what is the journey and what is the message long term? The message becomes, when you have a great pitcher ready to go in the World Series or the playoffs in an elimination game, you never save that pitcher. You never hold that pitcher back. You use that pitcher early in the game because maybe you'll win the game. I thought Fox, they kept showing Gerrit Cole in the bullpen in the seventh and eighth inning warming up, and everybody's saying, what's going on? And there was a conspiracy theory today that his agent, Scott Boras, told, and this is a conspiracy theory, but a lot of people are buying into it, that Boras told the Astros, under no circumstance other than an out in the ninth inning, don't bring our client in. I find that hard to believe. I don't think that could be said to a manager and an organization, to a player who's under contract, and it's the World Series. But Gerrit Cole didn't have an opportunity to be a hero. And right in front of him, Steven Strasburg, who's also from Southern California, they know each other, was the hero in the MVP. So he's going to be really pissed off going forward. So where does Gerrit Cole end up? 876-1340. And we're giving away a pair of tickets for Saturday for Winnipeg to the best hockey call today. It's not like the other shows that say caller 61. I don't want 61 people calling in and clocking up my phone lines or caller number 18. I want people who know hockey, who want to go to a hockey game, to call me on the Vegas Golden Knights. I'm committed to you. You show some commitment to us. If you want to go to the game, we'll give away a pair of tickets for this weekend to the Vegas Golden Knights to our best hockey call, 876-1340. That's the number as we continue. We do have some sound from Gerard Gallant pregame on Nate Schmidt, which I think is a really big deal because everybody I talk to keeps talking about Nate Schmidt and how he's the addition that this team needs coming back. I think it's really important that they get him going. Gallant's going to work him in.
Nate Schmidt's going to play for sure. I still haven't got cleared for Tuck, but that's just the process, hopefully.
No surprise on Tuck. They're waiting for clearance. Tuck will be ready to go. They have depth when it comes to the forwards on that team. They don't when it comes to defense. And Nate Schmidt, that's someone that they definitely need, and they need him to come in and have an impact early. I'm wondering the minutes of Nate Schmidt. I'm going to see that, and then I'm going to check it when I go Saturday on how many shifts he has coming off of that. What is his cardio like? What does he look like in preparation for this game? Are they going to be able to use him throughout the game, or do they want to make sure he's fresh and on the ice late in the game? Nate Schmidt will be worked in because, from what I've heard, he's been fantastic in practice, and they're ready to bring him in here, and he should be explosive. Gallant talked about Montreal, how fast they are. Again, another fast team. This has given the Golden Knights some trouble this year, speed, especially teams that are explosive in the neutral zone.
Remember, they came in here last year and they played a great game against us. They beat us in this building last year. It was a real fast game. So Montreal's a good, talented team that's going to work their tails off.
And Gallant also talked about some teams and if some are being tired on the second game of back-to-backs. That's a real hot topic for him.
I always say when we're on the road playing back-to-back, a lot of our second games are better than our first. So you got to make sure last game against Anaheim, we had them back-to-back, and we took it to them early, and we really forced them and got them to make mistakes in their zone. And hopefully we can do that again tonight. But like I said, it's a different, it's just because they played last night doesn't mean they're a tired team.
Well, usually it does mean that. Usually a team that plays and then they get into Vegas, they don't go to bed, and they get into Vegas and they go to clubs and they party and they go out and they get some refreshments in them, and that's been the history of this building and teams coming in. So this is a game that they have to be sharp with, and they have to find a way to win it and put them down early. Last game I was at was the game against the Colorado Avalanche, and they didn't look good. Van, thanks for starting us off. What do you got, Van?
Yes, sir. I just want to say go Knights, and going to the game tonight, so let's do it. I'm excited to see what we got tonight.
So you're not going to get tickets with that? I mean, you cannot be serious. Go Knights is your phone call? I mean, can you give me something, please?
Happy Halloween. I'm being flurry tonight.
Good job, buddy. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Thanks for coming in. I mean, this is what I do, Bo, for a living. I wait around all day. My wife throws me out of the house at like 2 o'clock. She goes, get out of here. You're crazy. You're pacing. I know you want to do your show. And I wait around for like 3 or 4 callers to call me for 2.5 hours that could match my energy. And then I got to do 4 hours after that. And then I do a week. It's crazy. Now I got to get on a plane and work for the Raiders. Is it Halloween? It feels like it's Halloween. Russ, no, it feels like April Fool's Day, Bobby. You're right. Russ, what do you got for me? Hockey night.
Hey, bro, this is Russ. I am so excited to watch the games every night. I've only been to, I haven't been to a game this season, but I've been the first 2 years. And I was an old Kings fan. I grew up with the Kings. And I was here living here and watching the Kings play the Knights, the last preseason game of the first year, and I became a Knights fan that night. And it's been such a fun, exciting trip, and they're so fun to watch. And what I never realized is how much the casinos participate by everybody in town has a Golden Knights gear of some kind. It's just so exciting to be part of this, and it seems like they're the best, most popular team in all of hockey, just popularity-wise. It's just been exciting all the way around, and I can't wait to listen and watch the game tonight.
Thank you. Appreciate the call. Okay. That was a very pleasant call, wasn't it? That could have been a tweet. I like hockey. I can't wait to watch the game tonight. There was no analysis of the game, nothing on Montreal, nothing about Schmidt coming back, nothing. It was just, I like hockey. Hockey's great. I can't watch the games, and the casinos are doing well. So we'll put him into consideration for the pair of hockey tickets that I have to give away in the next 2 hours of the show. We'll try it again. 876-1340 is the number as we're looking for people that can contribute with the game tonight with some type of passion and analysis as Montreal's in town. Anthony, I greatly appreciate your call. How are you, Anthony?
I'm doing very well. How about you guys?
Really good. Thank you.
Fantastic. I guess what I'm saying, I'm a brother here in Las Vegas. I love the Knights. I love my boy Reeves. That's my boy right there. It's good to see five people playing hockey. Marcy's my boy. It's good to see Smith coming back. And I'm really excited about it all. What's going on, fellas?
Thank you for the call. So that, Bo, this is great. This is a legendary segment in the history of my career. That guy just called in and said, I'm a brother, and he likes the brother on the team, and he's excited, and he just called in to say he likes the brother. Which is fine. That is great. I like Reeves, too. I drink his beer when I go to PT's. I actually order Ryan Reeves' beer. So those are my three people that are competing for tickets on my successful evening drive show where my clients are coming in to listen, and we're going to have them next. Andrew, could you be the famous number 4? How are you, Andrew?
Hey, season ticket holder, Golden Knights since the very beginning, and if I win tickets, I'll give them away to somebody else that needs them. But love hockey, but what do you think about the lacrosse goal, the old Michigan goal that was scored in Carolina the other night? I don't know if you saw it
or not.
Andrei Svechnikov.
I did. That type of goal's been going on since it was broke. I think Michigan 3 years ago had one. It was unbelievable. And I think that's what hockey needs. When you see a goal like that, and I'll go YouTube it or I'll find it on social media and tweet it out, that shows you the incredible skill of these hockey players and what they can do with the puck. That was fantastic. So you're enjoying being a season ticket holder. You love the value of this team. You're going to both games coming up.
Yep, going to both games coming up. We actually have a Facebook group with 15,000 locals. And we give away quite a lot of tickets, so I'd love to give these tickets to somebody else.
Good. Can I join your Facebook group? Can I be a part of that?
Absolutely. It's Vegas Golden Knights Beast, BEAST Fan Club. I'm actually the Sasquatch that goes to all the games.
All right, my friend, thank you. We'll put you in consideration for the two tickets, the pair of tickets that we have, because he would give it away to someone else. Kevin, you're up next on the flagship of the Vegas Golden Knights. I feel like I'm a carnival barker. And I've been accused of being a carnival barker, by the way, many times. Go ahead, Kevin.
What's going on, man? I'm trying to go to this game tonight. I'm excited not only because Kincaid is expected to start the second end of a back-to-back after Carey Price and the Habs just beat Arizona Wednesday. I'm trying to go there because everybody thinks Vegas Knights are going to win, but guess what? I'm picking Montreal tonight.
Ooh, you're picking Montreal in an upset. You're picking Montreal and Vegas on a back-to-back. You think they're going to have the legs to get it done?
That's what I'm doing. If you're talking about the money line tonight, the Vegas Knights are just too expensive on the money line. They look good in Arizona, but the Canadians. But I mean, Kincaid is in the crease. It's going to be a crazy game, man.
I don't have tickets for tonight. I have the two tickets for Saturday.
Oh, for Saturday?
Weren't listening. But thanks for the call. I appreciate it. So this is it. I want this segment to be handed in to the Marconi Awards. I want to be nominated for the best local radio host in all of the country after this. One more before we bring in our great new friend, Bo. Kyle, how are you? We got tickets for Saturday night. How are you going to win them?
I'm a little nervous about this game. To really start off fast and be energized by the crowd. Hockey, get energized by the Vegas Knights.
Thank you, my friend. Your phone doesn't work. So that was great. We can just run this in a loop, and I can go day drinking right now. I can go to the SG, take Bo, slam a few back, take an Uber home, leave my car there till tomorrow. I think that's what this is turning out to today. One more, Bobby. You sure you want to do this? I mean, I think we should leave it right here, right now. We're rolling? All right, we'll try Clark. Clark, you're in consideration for two tickets Saturday night. Go ahead.
JT, what is going on? This is the Vegas Golden Knights. I am so embarrassed about these calls.
Yes.
God, you guys, Schmitty is back tonight. We have had games that we've looked great. We've had games that we've looked flat, but we got the spark plug coming back tonight. We need this energy. I moved down here from Seattle 3 years ago. I still check in with sports radio up in Seattle, and they're talking about their new hockey team coming in. Ooh, we should expect to be great. Look at what happened with the Knights. You can't replicate what we have here in Vegas, but I am embarrassed at these calls ahead of me. This is not representing the Golden Knights fans one bit. Come on, guys. Step it up. Let's get behind JT in this show. I am absolutely disgusted. Our Knights are getting their spark plug back tonight, and that's all that matters. Here we go. Copper bus.
Thank you, buddy. You're in the lead to get the two tickets that I'm going to give away here in an hour and a half. Stick around to see if you get it. He did call me JP at the end, which was good, but he corrected himself on that one. So that's what we do. I know you're out there. I know you like the show. I can see it with the ratings. I know from the clients that are locking into this show, the Raiders and the Golden Knights. I know it. I can see it from the social media. But I'm going to get y'all to get more interactive, to get better, just like I'm trying to get better, and we're going to cover hockey at the highest level here, especially on game night, where they really actually pay me extra to talk till 6:30 at night, and we're going to do that tonight. Coming up next, one of my good new friends is in studio. We'll tell you about his company and how he's sponsoring our show. Well, college football talk. Joe Lisi from Go for the Two, going to pick winners for us. Lee Sterling's coming up. He's going to pick winners, and the quarterback of the Raiders, scheduled to join us at 5:20, Derek Carr, going into what feels like a must-win game against the Detroit Lions. The quarterback of the Silver and Black, Derek Carr, at 5:20.
Look out, Smith fakes through, feeds right, down low in front, extra pass, score! William Karlsson, the no-look blind backward pass from Smith, it is a power play goal. 4-1 Golden Knights, 10:33 to go in the second.
Yeah, hopefully they get going again. Gary Lawless at 6:05, it's game night. If you're on the way to the game, give us a call at 876-1340. We're giving away a pair of tickets to the game on Saturday. JT, back with you. Bo Murchison is in studio with me from Alsco Linen and Uniform Rental Services. I had no idea how big this company was, how big they are, and what they do in this community. Bo, thanks for being a part of our team. We appreciate it. Got to get you right up to the microphone there, Bobby. There you go. Good. We got you perfect. Tell us about the company, because you're everywhere, and I think more and more people know where you are, but now they have to make the name recognition.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, we provide linen uniform rental services, restaurants, hospitals, health clinics, automotive, industrial, manufacturing services all across the valley. You know, we have operations in North Las Vegas, provide jobs for over 120 individuals who live, thrive, and raise their families in our community.
That's fantastic. I know you're a big family guy. You're a huge college football fan. We'll get to that in a second. But when I walk into a restaurant or I walk into a big business there, tell us, give us a couple of examples of where your products are when we walk in, other than the uniforms and everything else.
JT, they're all around you.
Yeah.
It's an interesting industry. Parkway Taverns, great partner of ours. You're stepping over one of my mats when you walk through. When you sit down at their table, the linen you're normally using, your family's using, that's our linen as well. When you're using the restroom, the soap, the paper towels, all the facility services, we provide all of those. In the event there's an emergency inside there, we have a first aid kit, and eventually we're going to have an AED service in there as well. To provide.
That's how we came together. Tell us about the first aid kit and how you provide that and what your vision is going forward in the future. There are so many people going into all of your businesses. It's good that you're thinking safety.
Yeah, so we're trying to provide an easy service, a simple service, first aid service to our customers. It's a flat fee weekly. It has everything you need in there for up to 25 employees. We can add more if you have more employees for that. And now we're offering AED service as well. And for my opinion, every business out there needs an AED. God forbid that there's an event inside a restaurant, inside a facility, or a sporting event. We want to make sure one of those pieces of equipment are available for you.
Alsco, alsco.com, ALSCO.com, a new partner with us here on the Las Vegas Sports Network. You are a huge college football fan, Alabama fan. We were just talking off the air about this upcoming LSU game. You've been to these games. I haven't. How big is it, the fandom? And these are make-or-break games. Even though the SEC, you might be able to lose a game early and still come back and make the playoffs.
Yeah, this one coming up November 9th is a make-or-break. Now, as we talked about, I think the loser may still get in.
Yeah.
I'm being maybe biased on that, but I think they deserve to get in. However, from an Alabama standpoint, an Alabama fan, we don't want to lose any games. So when you're going into this, this is next to playing Auburn, is one of the highest rated games and the highest anticipated games throughout the entire season for us.
Bo joins us in studio from Alsco. They're a new client of ours here. You'll be hearing a lot about their services. They have the best solutions for your business. Interesting to me with college football, I've been mentioning my son goes to Oklahoma. Oklahoma lost. Georgia lost. LSU or Alabama, one of those teams are going to lose. Notre Dame just lost. So how? And the Pac-12 doesn't seem to have a strong team that could make it in there. So for the SEC, it's such a big game coming up. We have the cocktail party coming up between Florida. They got their Georgia game. I wanted to ask you about your family and you moving to Vegas. What drew you to Vegas with your passion, your business, and why you wanted to move your family to this region of the country?
Yeah, we moved all the way across the country. We've been, as I told you, we've lived in several states throughout the past 5 or 6 years. But an opportunity came about in Vegas and brought my family out, and we went through the town and just gravitated to it. The moment we set foot in Vegas and started driving around, you just can't deny the energy that
the
town
has. Yeah,
it's
great, isn't it?
And, you know, what's interesting still to me when I tell my family and my friends living here and working here, they just think about it being the Strip.
Yeah, they think I live on the Strip. Yeah. I live in a casino, right?
Yeah, it couldn't be further from the truth. We have a great community. My daughter goes to a great school. My wife is part of the PTO and does everything that she can with the help of the school. And it's a tight-knit community. They're right now waiting for me to get done with this. We're going to go trick-or-treating through our neighborhood. And it's one of the best times throughout the year.
I'm so happy you're a part of our team now. Tell us again why Alsco, our listeners who are out there who have businesses, own businesses, why you?
Well, we provide a one-and-done approach to our service. That's the best thing that you can take away from it. Second thing is we really have a consultative approach to this. Yesterday we met with Natalie here at Lotus Broadcast, and we're looking to partner even deeper with you guys. And she said to me, you know, I really don't know what we're looking for. And I said, great, just tell me a little bit more. Each step we can find out. It's not a pressure situation.
Mm-hmm.
We're trying to find the best approach that we can to give you the best solution for your business.
You got a big business. You got a big position here in Vegas. You're a big sports fan. You believe in me. You believe with what we're doing here on the radio. So I want to thank you for coming in and giving me a break from those callers, man. I mean, you were here to see something there. I was battling with those callers there. You were smiling like I was going to war. Like, and that trainer before that, Buddy McGurk, he wasn't giving me nothing either, right?
Yeah, not a bit. A great show.
Thanks for coming in. JT. Keep coming in as long as you want. There he is, Bo from Alsco. Go to ALSCO. Again, you walk into a business, their products are right there in front of you. Even if you don't know it, go to alsco.com, ALSCO.com. Pedro, I got time for you before the top of the hour. Go ahead, Pedro.
Hey, how you doing, JT?
Good.
Well, it's very simple. The Knights, they need to work with Schmidt. It's so simple of, you know, everybody thinks that England's going to be the number one guy after Schmidt. He needs to work more than that. Everybody keep going behind him because, just, you know, he's the biggest hero. But we need to figure out, and I believe that Gallant needs to figure out how to work with this defense.
I agree.
Yeah, this defense needs more depth. Sometimes the Carrier and Reeves line, they're more as another defensive enforcer. I don't know. It needs more, you know, needs to be used more, and I don't know, in some other ways.
Okay.
I know that he tried to do it with some other, you know, in other games that he's trying to switch lines and everything.
Yeah, he's trying to switch it up and find the chemistry. I appreciate it. I got to run on the defensive side. We're going to see a new look to this team, an old look, but a new look to this season with Nate Schmidt coming back tonight, which will make it very exciting. Remy Martin XO, the official cognac of the JT the Brick Show. We've been telling you about the Halloween promotion. When your kids go to sleep after trick-or-treating, maybe grab one of their candies. Nothing goes better with chocolate than the Remy Martin Cognac. Remy 1738 or Remy XO. Coming up next, we'll talk to Joe Lisi from Go for the Two, one of the premier college football insiders. He's going to give you free picks. You don't want to miss that. And the quarterback for the Raiders, Derek Carr at 520.